Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Let me start off today's episode by just saying I missed the shit out of you guys. How the fuck are you? Hopefully you guys are out there doing well, doing you, getting yours, and not giving a fuck about it. I am back and in full effect this time around, and I have you all to myself today. It is a solo episode, so it's just you and I. You guys know how much I love doing my one-on-ones with you, and I really think I owe it to you, considering that I bailed on you 2 weeks in a row. I am so sorry about that, you guys. I do apologize. Yes, I'm doing good. Yes, everything is fine. Thank you so much for checking in on a bitch to make sure she didn't choke and die on some dick. I am good. I am ready to go. I am back and ready to do this shit. I apologize. I'm serious. The first week that I bailed, it was not my fault. I am so sorry about that. It was a schedule conflict with this huge meeting that Jay set up for me. I had prepared all week for it. I had put a lot of time and energy into it. And literally at the last second, there was a schedule conflict on their end, which required them to push my meeting out a couple more days. No big deal. No harm, no foul. It wasn't a complete bust. We were able to salvage the meeting, continue it. It was great. It was fucking amazing. More to come on that. Not just so soon yet, because there's some stuff that needs to come into play. I will tell you definitely all about it later on. My second week that I bailed on you guys was my birthday week. I seriously had no plans to do anything for my birthday. I wanted to wallow in my own self-pity and bitch and complain about another year, blah, blah, blah. But so many people were reaching out, wanting to do things that I finally caved in. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go have a good time. I'm going to get fucked up and do me. That threw me off. I also had a huge Vegas trip planned to go see the beautiful, the amazing, the talented, one of my favorite fucking astrologers in the whole wide world, Michelle Prentice, and also another really good friend of mine, Sarah Fruman, to do some recording because we are collaborating on something very big coming up in the near future. I'll get to that later on today. Not all the specifics, but I'll kind of break a little bit of that down for you guys to let you know what's going on. But yes, I partied. I went to Vegas, had an amazing fucking time. I am going to put Michelle Prentice and Sarah Fruman on blast just a little bit here. No major shit talking, but can you believe both these bitches had me hiking in that Nevada fucking heat on Sunday? I was like, oh my God, they are very, very active women. Michelle's very active, so is Sarah Fruman. They both are in amazing fucking shape. I am not. I am doing my best to get my fucking fat ass in the gym to do this diet and exercise. I do not do nature. I hate everything about it. I love how beautiful it is, but I hate the bugs. I hate the sand. I hate being sweaty and uncomfortable. And I definitely hate fucking rocks and the potential possibility of falling down the side of a fucking mountain and killing myself. But yes, I broke down. I was like, all right, I'll be game. I'm down. I'll go hiking or whatever. It was brutal. I'm not going to lie, even though it was not considered hiking, Sarah was like, that's not considered hiking. You should see what I do out in Boulder. I was like, I don't want to see. Go do you. This was enough for me. Michelle was laughing at me. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe you did it. You were such a good sport. But yes, I had an amazing birthday weekend. Got to Vegas on Friday, met two amazing women that are also practitioners. One of them is a psychic medium. The other does more Reiki type work. Was able to connect with them. They are amazing fucking women. So happy that I was able to meet them, talk with them, and get to know who they are. I plan on definitely doing something with them in the future. They are friends of Michelle's who are now friends of mine. Thank you so much, Michelle, for introducing me to them. Saturday was just recording day. Sarah showed up with her amazing camera guy, videographer, cinematographer, photographer. I was going to say camerographer, but that doesn't go. And he came in and was recording Michelle and Sarah and I again for this upcoming event that we're doing. We're collaborating on something really, really big. Again, I'll share that with you later, but it was fucking amazing. He came in with all his lights, all his equipment. It was very, very professional, very, very warm. I've worked with a lot of people that do that type of work, and some of them are just really shitty. They don't say much. They're not part of the crowd. They're just like, I'm here to work and get shit done. This guy was super directional. He really, really put a lot of time and effort into what he was doing. He was really warm and very professional when it came to us being nervous or when it came to camera angles and stuff and finding the best angles for us. He was very hands-on with that. It was really, really nice to see everybody get along. It was a good exchange of fucking energy. Well, Michelle Prentice has said it before. She is a sun in Capricorn, moon in Cancer, Capricorn rising. I am a sun in Taurus, moon in Pisces, Capricorn rising. Sarah is Capricorn, Scorpio, Capricorn. And the guy that we worked with was Pisces, Leo. So it was a very good exchange of energy. And also Jay was there with his Cancer, Libra, Aquarian energy. So it was a very, very good mix of energy. We all got along. We even partied later on that night. We all went out to dinner, had amazing drinks, did the downtown Vegas Strip, which is completely redone. I was blown by how fucking great it looked. I was like, I don't even need to go to the fucking Strip. I can do all my partying here, get fucked up and sightsee and see all these hot guys walk past me without even having to go and get fucked up on the Strip. So it was an amazing birthday fucking weekend. Yes, I was there to work, but we were able to go in the jacuzzi. We were able to swim. We were able to lay out. We were able to eat really, really good food, healthy food at that. I did not fuck up once, except for the drinks, if you count the drinks, because they were kind of sweet. But I really did a good job of staying kind of like good with the diet for the most part. Michelle also is I think she's on the keto diet, and she cooked up some amazing stuff. I've had whipped or mashed cauliflower before. It's supposed to look like mashed potatoes, but Michelle's was amazing. She made like I think it was like a brisket or a tri-tip. Fucking super fucking soft, just amazing fucking food. I had an amazing fucking time. Again, I'm sorry for throwing you guys off when it came to the recording, but I was trying to, you know, think outside the box and just be a little bit different here. Hopefully you guys feel that, you guys are able to rock with it, but I do not plan on missing any more episodes. Well, actually, if it's out of my control, I'm going to have to. Jay made a really good point when it came to the show, because I was bitching that I don't want to miss an episode. I was really hard on myself. I was in a bad fucking mood. Again, we had a blowout because of me and my big fucking mouth and my stubborn Taurus energy. I was like, I don't want to miss an episode. What part of that don't you fucking understand? He's all, you are fucking going way overboard with this. He's all, this is not going to be the first time that you're going to miss an episode. You are getting bigger and bigger, and there's more opportunities coming into play. What if next time it's going to be 3 episodes that you can't fucking record? He's all, it's just simply out of your control. He's all, this is what you've been asking for, so don't be so hard on yourself that your audience and your crew is going to understand. Don't worry about it. I'm all, yeah, you're right, but I hate not doing it, especially when I say I'm going to do something and I don't deliver. That really fucking bothers me, because you guys know how much I am about practicing what you preach. I just felt inauthentic and just bummed out that I didn't get to record for 2 weeks in a row. But again, I am back and in full fucking effect, ready to share shit with you. I want to tie back in the last episode where I was talking about change and moving forward, changing your way of thinking. So many fucking people rocked and resonated with that episode. I am not kidding. I could not make this shit up even if I tried. So many emails were coming in from my clients that I've read over and over again that want me to read now their friends and family because that episode was so powerful to them. They were telling me that this is exactly the kind of episode they want their friends and family to listen to get them to snap the fuck out of it, and what I would recommend for them changing their way of thinking. So there was a lot of readings that were set up. It wasn't the usual traditional way of going through the website, because again, these are clients that I've already read before that wanted me to get in touch with their family members. So I got inundated with all kinds of different reading requests and just more and more of them. So it was a very powerful message and a very powerful episode. So I just want to go back to that really quick. I left out this part because I didn't want to go too balls to the wall when it came to that episode and go too hardcore with it. But I just want to make this point. Not everyone has the ability to go that hardcore and change their way of thinking. There's just some of us that are not evolved enough in this lifetime to go any further than what they're doing right now. That does not say that they don't have it in them or they're bad people or that we should ignore them. I am simply saying that they just don't have it in them to make that big of a change in this lifetime. Let's be realistic here. Seriously. Like I said before, a lot of my work and a lot of Tony Robbins work and a lot of motivational people that do this type of shit, a lot of our work is going to reach a lot of people, but there's going to be those people that just can't seem to get with it. No big deal. It's just not your time yet. Just take the lessons for what they are and really, really absorb them. If you are finding it difficult to make that fucking change, do what you can. Handle what's within your control, but keep getting up and doing something about it. The very first rule that I tell people is that, again, this is going to be a process. This is not something that's going to change overnight. And it's going to be like, oh, wow, I'm a totally different thinker. I am completely free overnight, a week, a month, a year. It is a process. You are changing a lifetime of thinking a certain way into a whole other way of fucking thinking. Give yourself the time and credit that you deserve and that you need to really, really absorb what you're going through and really learn the lessons that your guides are teaching you, so that way you don't have to repeat them. Or if you do have to repeat them, you already know how to handle certain situations like that, because our guides will put us back into situations to see how we handle them, to see if we actually learn the lesson that we needed to learn in order to move forward. So again, people that are struggling with it, stay positive. As long as you're making one small change, it doesn't matter how big it is. As long as you're making one change a day to ensure that you are evolving and growing, you are doing enough. You are doing your job. Don't be so fucking hard on yourself. Again, there are people that are more soulfully evolved than you are, and you are probably more soulfully evolved than other people are. You guys do not have the same path. You guys do not share the same life path. Don't be so fucking hard on yourself. And the last thing you want to do is compare yourself to somebody else, because I've mentioned this before, you have no idea what that person is going through. A lot of people look at me and think, wow, you're so psychic. You got a lot of powerful energy. You're this, that. You must have an easy life. No. On the outside, it may look that way, but I have struggled to get to where I'm at. It has been a long, shitty ass fucking road, filled with lessons, filled with pain. Of course, there's laughs, there's cries, there's good times mixed in there, but it's always been struggle. It's always been lesson. It's always been me kind of surviving on my own and going through all these experiences so that way I can share them with you. And I can honestly and truly say I've been there before. So again, to tie in people that are having a hard time or struggling or not soulfully advanced the next person, don't worry about it, babe. As long as you are doing your part and making tiny little moves or moving one step at a time, don't fucking worry about it. It's when you stay stagnant or you go back and repeat old patterns that I'm going to have a problem with, that I'm going to get on your ass about. But if you are making those changes, hold your head up and keep fucking walking. I've seen so many people start off really, really strong and then just fade out as soon as opposition comes into play. I've told you this over and over again. The devil is always in the details. That motherfucker will always throw a wrench in your works. It's how you handle it that makes all the fucking difference. Do not repeat old fucking patterns. Do your absolute best to think differently, to stay strong, to stay resilient, and to stay calm under pressure. Again, you can handle it. There is nothing on God's green earth or in this life that can ever take your fucking power away. It's you allowing them to take your power away, not you losing your power. You gave it up because either the experience was too traumatic for you, it was just too revealing, or it really fucked you up. But make no mistake, that person does not have the power to come in and infiltrate your body, your mind, and your soul and say, give me what you have. You gave that power to them. Reclaim it. Get it back from them. Do what you need to do to ensure your survival, your safety, and your come up. Do not worry about how fast or how long it is going to take you. It doesn't fucking matter. Focus on you and stay up. That is my message when it comes to people falling off or having a hard time resonating. A lot of times too, I mentioned this over the weekend when I had a reading with somebody else that is a practitioner. A lot of times as practitioners, healers, psychics, mediums, whatever the fuck you want to say, metaphysical people, spiritual people, we forget that we are human as well and we forget our lessons. I am not coming from a place of ego, pride, or saying that I'm bigger and better than anybody, but I have been doing this my entire life. My guides are very, very hands-on. It's like having soul parents with me all the time that are really, really looking out after me, that are really, really teaching me things. So I do not know anything else other than listening to what they are telling me. They do a better job of mentoring me and guiding me than my own parents, and they have the patience to really, really stick it out with me. So again, when it comes to me, when it comes to lessons, I just simply do what they tell me to do. Yes, I did struggle at the very beginning, but I learned like a fucking idiot not to go against the grain, especially when it comes to lessons that they are giving me, because it will always be much harder than it needs to be by me dragging my ass and being lazy. My guides will always tell me, you're not going to like this. Get it in fucking gear. And when they speak to me like that, I know it's going to be something that I need to be really strong for. So I do my absolute best to stay positive and to stay cooperative with these lessons here. But again, when it comes to practitioners and metaphysical people, we always feel better helping other people. We distract ourselves sometimes helping other people to take away from our lives and not have us focus on what we need to do here. That is wrong. I've always told you before, this is not coming from a place of ego. Do not be afraid to put yourself first. It makes all the fucking difference in the world, especially when it comes to practicing shit that you preach. If you are a practitioner and you are talking about love and light, you're talking about psychic stuff, you're talking about evolving the soul, if you are doing all that talking and spreading all that word around here, but your life doesn't reflect it, what do you think the client's going to think about you? We never take the time to realize how we come across to other people and what our stance and what we do says outwardly. Start paying attention to that. If your guides, one of the girls that I met this weekend was telling me they were being blocked. Their guides were not allowing their abilities to come through full blast like they normally do. And I told them, that is because you are missing something in your life that you need to pay attention to. So it's always focus on you first. It's not being selfish and being like, it's all about me. If you are no help to yourself and you're not good to yourself, there is no fucking way. I don't care how dedicated you are to your job, how much you love helping other people, you are not going to be any use to these people here. Set the fucking example. Your life doesn't have to be picture perfect. You are going to struggle on a daily basis with certain things. It's how you handle it and how you can spread that message that makes all the fucking difference in the world. Because the biggest thing that people want to do is they want to relate to one another. Everyone thinks that they're completely different. Yes, your mission is different. Yes, you look different. Yes, your life paths are different, but everybody kind of goes through the same shit. We all handle it differently. So people are always looking to other people to see how they got through their trauma, how they got through their experiences here. So again, do not be afraid to take the time to go within and cleanse yourself. Figure out how you are doing. And a lot of times too, your guides bring in people that you're practicing on or that you're speaking to mirror reflect what's going on in your life. Do not be stupid. Do not be consumed with other people so much that you lose sight of who you are and your mission and the lessons that you need to learn here. So when this girl was telling me that she was being blocked, I said, you need to take a step back. This is not going to be permanent. Take a step back and realize why they're blocking you or why you're not able to flow as freely as you can here. Once you've mastered that lesson and you absorbed it and you really learned from it, they're going to probably see that everything is more fluid and it flows more freely again, and you'll be right back on track. But make no mistake, you have to get back to doing you. A lot of times people ask me about intuition and again, changing things up and wanting to get in a different mindset, all this great stuff here. A lot of times people who come in here and think they're regular schmegular people that don't have any type of abilities are wrong. A good majority of us are born with high levels of intuition. It's how you utilize it that makes all the fucking difference here. So when it comes to that, try to really do a good job of listening to your intuition and making sure that you're not bringing in anxiety and fear from the material world and having it infiltrate your intuition and blocking you there. Take a step back. Don't be afraid to check in with yourself and ask yourself questions. Am I feeling anxious because I have a reason to? Is there really a valid reason as to why I'm feeling anxious and not really realizing it? Take a step back, ask yourself that. If there's nothing there for you to be anxious about, get rid of that fucking feeling. Yes, it's not going to go away overnight, but you have to talk yourself into it and realize, again, there's nothing that's causing me to feel this way. This is just an irrational fear or an irrational emotion that I'm having here. I need to process it and get rid of it. Don't be afraid to question your emotions. If you're feeling sad, why are you feeling sad? Is it because you're used to fucking feeling sad? You're a very depressed person. You don't have a lot of motivation, drive, or determination to do anything. Well, that is your fault. Check in with yourself. If there's something you can do about it, get up and take the fucking action. Do not give excuses. Do not become a product of your environment. Do not make yourself stagnant. If you are feeling the need to get up and take action and do something, get the fuck up and do it. Stop holding yourself back and making excuses as to why you can't go do X, Y, and Z here. If you are feeling like, again, like you need to get up and do that, get up and do it. If there's no reason for you to be depressed, everything is good. You may not have a picture perfect life, but nobody's dying. You still have a good job. You got your health into play. There's money in your bank account. There's food in your stomach. There's a place for you to fucking live. How bad could it fucking be? Aside from all that shit, it's the material world that comes in and infiltrates your fucking way of thinking. You are constantly comparing your life to other people. You do not have that fucking life. Focus on your own life. Start putting in that time and effort to yourself. Nobody, I don't give a fuck. I've said this over and over again. I don't care what you say. Nobody, not your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, baby, cousin, anybody, means more to you than you do. You have a responsibility, which is your life in you and your path. It is all you here. Stop letting other people infiltrate your mind. Stop worrying about missing out on other shit, especially if it does not pertain to you. Because what you're doing is you're adding to the excitement of that person's life here, and you're neglecting your own. You're distracting your life with somebody else's good time and their life and their spirit and what they are doing here. And that could be you. You could be celebrating that for your fucking self. So don't be afraid to take some downtime. Focus that energy on yourself, you guys. It is a fucking process. Again, I am here to help you out. I am here to guide, mentor, and mold you into a better fucking person. If you guys want more help on really thinking outside the box and really changing your way of thinking, reach out to me. But I want to make this clear to you. I am going to shake the living shit out of you. I have this huge thing that I'm planning, that I'm putting into the works with a couple other people. I mentioned that before. It is going to be amazing. It is going to be life-changing. And the last thing I want to hear is excuses from people when it comes to it, because I am ready to change your life. I'm ready to help you utilize the tools that you were born with to change your way of thinking, your life, and your path. Let's do this together. Let's cooperate with one another, and let's really take the time to figure out what has been holding you back and get rid of that fucking energy so you could be free. A lot of times people, really what they do is they go down that what if path. What if this doesn't work out? Chris, I've done everything else. What if? What if it does? What if this is the one thing that changes your life fucking completely and you missed out on it because you were being lazy, scared, fearful, whatever the fucking case may be? Do not worry about it. You've spent your life living it this way for so long. You've gotten used to the heartache, to the pain, the depression, the anxiety. Why not look forward to excitement, to fun, to laughter, to romance, to having a good time, to changing your friend group around and really living your life as true, authentically, and as free as you possibly can? That's all that I want to do for you. Again, going back to weaker thinking people, it's not that they're weak thinking. They just don't have that in them. Their soul isn't evolved as much as our souls are. No big deal here. They can still learn lessons they need to learn. Even if they are taking those baby steps, at least they're taking baby steps. Give them the credit they fucking deserve. Give them something to look forward to instead of saying, you're going too slow, or blaming them for going too slow. That is not you. That is them. Leave them the fuck alone. Leave them in their lane. Let them do what they need to do here. Let them feel the energy that we are feeling. They will get there eventually, but we're not on the same path as one another. So again, do not consider yourself lower or higher or whatever. You are in your own fucking lane. And I will work with people that are, again, are in a slower moving pace, and those that are fast paced, that want to fucking get this done and want to really, really reclaim their power. There's nothing wrong with it. I have the patience for both of them. What I don't have the patience for is excuses and having my fucking time wasted here. So if you're really thinking about changing your life, let's fucking do it. I am done with that topic. I don't want to go any further with it. I want to say this all for my readings and again for the events that I have planned here, because that's what's going to set me apart is results. And I'm going to do my absolute best to make sure that everybody has a life-changing experience when it comes to my readings, when it comes to the events, and when it comes to meeting me and what I have to say to you here. Because again, I really feel like I can make the difference in your life if you allow me to, and better yet, allow yourself the opportunity. So this is another topic that I've been dying to discuss. I want to talk about seasons. Not seasons like summer, winter, spring, and fall, but the astro seasons, like Aries season, Taurus season, Cancer season, all that good stuff. There's always lessons to be learned when it comes to the astro seasons. We just left Aries season and now we're in Taurus season. I want to hear your experiences when it comes to the seasons and what the takeaway is and what the lesson is for that particular season. I know for me, it was Aries season just recently, and I went through so many different things. So many new things came into play, so many new clients. I felt just a new sense of direction when it came to working out. I was working out a lot harder. I was running a lot faster and harder on the treadmill than I normally do. It just inspired me. It gave me the motivation and the determination to seek action, to take that action, to do something bigger and better. It always makes me a little bit anxious and a little bit more all over the place, because I feel like time is of the essence. It's always rushing around and doing different things and kind of doing it all with a different type of energy. I can't explain it other than saying that it's very forceful, it's very new, and it's very exciting. It's very uplifting. That's what Aries season does to me. And I learned a lot. It really opened my eyes up to, you know, taking different chances, taking different risks when it comes to working out, and especially my diet as well too, and meeting different people. I had more energy. So Aries really came in and lit me up. It kind of didn't reignite my pilot light. It just turned it up a notch and made me feel good. I don't know how else to put it, but other than good and feel determined and feel like I wanted to take action on certain things. So I hope that's what Aries season did for you. When it comes to Taurus season, here's my problem. Since I am a Taurus, all it did was slow me down a little bit. It was like, okay, let's take a step back here. Let's slow down and see what Aries season produced for you, and really absorbing it, really taking the time to look at the lessons here. It really got me back into my money situation and really got me on a more secure type of thinking here. I got more practical. I got a little bit more down to earth. I'm not saying that because it's the sign of Taurus and my sun is in Taurus, but that's what it really did. And I'm not going to lie, it made me a little lazy. After Aries season was done, right before that bitch left, it was like, okay, a wave of energy that made me realize I'm fucking tired. I've been running myself ragged, really going above and beyond and taking on more clients and just doing a lot more than I normally do here. Taurus came in and was like, okay, let's take a step back and look at the lessons here. What did we learn? What was the takeaway from this here? And really got me to focus on myself, and again, causing me to be a little lazy. The diet, honestly, thank God it hasn't done anything yet. Knock on fucking wood. Bring that dick over here so I can knock on it. It hasn't changed my diet up. It made me want to be lazy when it comes to food. I definitely love eating, but I've been a little bit more on guard when it comes to food. I'm kind of having this mentality. I know it sounds stupid, but I'm really, really looking at food and asking myself, are you really hungry? can you really skip this? So Taurus really comes in. It's really like, okay, let's get grounded. Let's get more practical here. Granted, it's the very beginning of Taurus. I usually do very well in Taurus season, but also Taurus season, I don't want to be morbid. I don't want to be weird, but Taurus also represents death to me. You will, especially the May Taurus energy always brings death in. If you notice, again, I don't want to sound morbid or sound scary here, but a lot of deaths take place in the month of May for whatever reason. Taurus represents death to me. That's just change, its evolution, its growth here. So pay attention to that. Again, we're just at the very tip of the Taurus energy. Here comes Gemini right afterwards. So Gemini is definitely going to move things around. It's going to be a lot of communication, a lot of fast acting type of stuff, but with practicality and logic. It's not as intense as Virgo, where it's critical and overanalyzing everything. I really work well with Gemini energy, so I cannot wait for that. Taurus, again, is a very, I don't know. I mean, I love being a Taurus. I love everything about it, but it makes me incredibly lazy and it makes me foggy sometimes too, because it's like, okay, why do you have to get up and do this? So I really struggle with it, but I'm doing my best to take away that type of energy and bringing in and incorporating the good part of Taurus, which is again, stability, practicality, logic, building my empire, going back and seeing where I need to be a little bit more firm and secure and setting up my foundation. So I work well with Taurus. I'm going to take it for all it's worth here, but I want to hear your thoughts on the different seasons. What season works best for you? I know Scorpio season is another season that works best for me. I want to hear your thoughts on it and what the takeaway is from Aries season and what you're feeling in Taurus season. So keep those emails coming in. Reach out. Tell me what's going on. It's always exciting to hear the different perspectives that come in when it comes to the show. Like people reach out and they were like, I love when you talked about this here. It reminded me of X, Y, and Z. And then I start storing all this shit in my head for future episodes. So I definitely want to hear your thoughts on the seasons. So let's talk about control really fast. Again, I am going to be all over on today's episode because I got so much to talk to you about, and I'm so fucking excited to be back on one-on-one with you guys. So many people are running around with all this stress on their shoulders, and they fail to realize the number one rule when it comes to that. Don't stress over shit that you can't fucking handle. It is simply out of your fucking control. There is nothing you can do about it. Yes, it drives us insane because there's nothing we can do about it, but remove yourself from the situation. It doesn't do any good to stress out, bitch, complain, cry about it here when it is out of your control. Focus on what's within your control so that way that when the energy settles and the stuff that you can't control comes into play and you realize where everything kind of falls into place, you're able to handle it. You have a better perspective. You are ready to deal with it here. What if it's not as stressful as you thought it was? And if it is stressful, at least you have the mentality and the wherewithal to stay in control and stay level. But get rid of shit that you have no control over. Get it out of your fucking head. This even works with people. We can't control other people. So many times people reach out for relationship advice and they're like, Chris, what do you see this happening? Is there anything that I can do? And a lot of times what that results to or what that ends up to being is, how can I manipulate that person into loving me? There's nothing you can do. That manipulation is only going to last for a little bit here. You can put a quick band-aid on that relationship, but if there's no feeling left or it's kind of come to the end of that relationship, there's nothing you can do to salvage it. Just let that go. I'm not saying that you can't try to do your best to keep things afloat here, but if that person is just not feeling you or they change their mind in the relationship, they're just not that person anymore, there's nothing you can do to salvage that person in the relationship. They are their own person. They do what they want to do. They have their own way of thinking, and if they're not feeling it, you can't force them to be in that relationship. Cut them loose. By holding on to something that is no longer valid or just is no good for you anymore, you are holding yourself back from positive energy that can come in and change your life around. You are holding yourself back from the potential partner that you are meant to be with here. Do not put all your eggs in one basket for a person. Do not put that much energy into one solid thing. Give yourself the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to experience, the opportunity to love, the opportunity to be hurt. Even though we don't like it, we learn from fucking pain. Stop being resistant to it because you are afraid to get hurt. You don't want to be alone here. People that struggle with being alone, that is your fucking problem. You need that time to be alone. You need that time to reflect on your life and what is going on with you. You are so distracted by having so many different people around, relationships, friends, you know, keeping yourself occupied in the zone with people that you lose sight of who you are. Do not be afraid to check in with yourself. Again, you are not going to be any good to anybody else if you are not good to yourself. If you don't see the worth in yourself, how the fuck do you expect anybody else to see the worth in you? Seriously, but if you do not put that much time and effort into your life to learn your lessons and to big yourself up and to really take the time to know who you are, what makes you appealing to the other person? Because basically what you're telling them is, take me, I'm yours, do whatever it is that you want to do with me, and I'm totally game for it. That's a piece of Play-Doh. That's a toy. You're not a fucking toy. Your life is nothing to play with here. Your life is just what it is. Your life. Live it to the best that you possibly can here. Do not be afraid to be alone for just a little bit. It is not going to be alone for the rest of your life. Do not worry about it here. Again, because your ultimate goal is to be in a relationship, but in order to be in a good relationship, one that is well-functioning, one that you feel like you're contributing to and not being so submissive to, it takes you to come into your strength and your power and for you to be secure with yourself enough to know that you do have an intricate part to play in this relationship. Stop holding yourself fucking back from shit. And I'm going to give it to you really good for those of you that bitch and complain about your problems. It drives me insane when I do a reading with somebody and they're like, I don't understand why the guides are doing this to me. This is so fucked up. And they start allowing their problems to cave in on them. And what I see psychically is somebody that's stuck in a hole. Like, listen, you know, they dig the 6-foot ditch for you, for your casket to go into. That's what I imagine. Somebody at the bottom of that hole looking up as dirt's coming in on them because they are piling themselves up with all their problems and all their bullshit. And all they do is bitch and complain. All that time and energy that it takes for you to bitch and complain, you could have utilized to changing your fucking outlook. You guys are so fucking hard on yourselves. You guys get so mad when there's adversity and there's shit that's in your fucking path that knocks you off. You guys fucking hate that. You guys, it's your pride and ego. Let go of that shit. Stop bitching and complaining about shit that fucking happens to you and do something about it. Redirect that energy, that negative way of thinking, into a positive way of thinking. How could that possibly hurt you from changing that mentality here? You're just not used to that way of thinking. It's easier for you to bitch about stuff than it is for you to realize what part you played in that decision that was made there, why things are having such a negative impact in your life, why things aren't working out, why you keep being blocked here, because it's forcing you always, this always happens, it's always forcing you to go back within and figure out why you're having these fucking problems. And again, for the 150,000th fucking time, I'm moving on from this, but just one last thing. It's always, I don't want to put it in. What can I do to make this happen quicker? Is there a pill that you can give me? Is there an easy way? There's no easy route when it comes to your fucking life. No psychic, no fucking medium is going to change your life other than you. There's nothing that they are going to say that's going to be so profound that the next day that you wake up, your life is going to be completely different. You have to put that time and effort into it. That's why I like working with people on a real, one-on-one, true, authentic basis, telling them what is preventing them from the next level or the next phase of life right now and getting them to work on that, really having them focus on that so we can knock out the next problem. Stop fucking wasting time by bitching and complaining about it. That's all I have to say about that. I want to talk about my Vegas trip really fast here before I close the show out. I know that we're only 30 minutes into it, but I want to talk about that and talk about all this great shit that's coming into play. I had made plans to meet up with Michelle Prentice and Sarah Fruman, again, who's another friend of mine, to head out to Vegas to do some recording for a collaboration that we're all working on. And the last time I was at Michelle's house, I told you guys before, it was a spiritual fucking vortex. There was so much crazy energy going on. This was no different. Anytime I'm around Michelle, we just unload. It's really, really a meeting of the minds. It is really real, recognizes real. So it's so good when you align yourself with somebody that's been through as much shit as you have been and that you can really relate to on a one-on-one type of fucking basis. And that is always Michelle. We instantly click. We always fucking pick up where we left off. There's no strange vibes between us. Again, I've only known her for a short time here and I'm completely comfortable with her. So having to go visit her and being in her home, I was all ready for that energy exchange and to get down to business when it came to myself and it came to her and answer any questions that she had. And I wanted her to answer any of my questions that I had when it came to my chart and my mission and what I was feeling. So always a good time. We threw Sarah into the mix. And again, Sarah, I met through, I've actually read her. She started off as a client and now she's a good friend of mine. And we keep in touch all the time. She always gives me shit for not getting back to her in time. That was one of the big things that we were laughing about this weekend. But yeah, we had the opportunity to meet up, collaborate, and to go into Sarah's head and talk to her about her things and, you know, kind of make her a part of the spiritual vortex. It was very healing. The two girls that were there before Sarah and I got there were amazing as well. It was very healing as well for them. I got off the road after being on the road for 8 hours, walked into Michelle's house. I was stoned. I had to get stoned and met those two girls and instantly started reading them. That is one of my biggest problems. I don't know if you guys have a problem with that or if I start reading you right off the bat, please feel free to stick your fucking shoe in my mouth or your sock in my mouth to get me to shut the fuck up. That just comes second nature to me. I just can't turn it off. So I immediately went in and Michelle started laughing. She was like, oh my God, you walked in and you were like, boom, 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 boom. that's just how I am. I don't mind doing that. And people really get a kick out of it. And I love it. It makes the connection that much more special because you're relating to people one-on-one. It was just an amazing fucking time. I learned a little bit about myself through the eyes of those two people, as well as Sarah and Michelle. As always, it's just a good fucking time. We really put a lot of work into our Saturday recording. It was just an amazing fucking time. That is how you know that you've evolved and you've grown, when you can walk into a room and completely let your guard down and just be comfortable talking and sharing experiences and stories about yourself and sharing those stories with other people and their stories and their lives together and not have to worry. A lot of times people are on guard and worried about what the person's thinking and what they're saying. There was none of that shit. I guess you can say there was no pride in fucking ego. And that's what I love about being around metaphysical people, true and honest metaphysical people, because we're able to let our guards down and really absorb the lessons from each other. Again, they had lessons to give to me. I'm not going in there saying that I went in there and read everybody to a T and was like, okay, my job is done. The king or the master has spoken. They really, whether they choose to realize it or not, or they saw it, they were really helping me out too, because there was things about them that I saw about myself through their eyes. And I was like, okay, this is what I need to work on here. I get the lesson. But yes, it was an amazing fucking time, hiking and all. I mean, the girls woke up on Sunday and wanted to go out and do some hiking. I woke up with a migraine. I did not let that affect me. I got up, I got showered, and then all of a sudden got the fucking migraine. I started to see those spheres and that fucking horrible light and shit. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take two Advils and just get on with it. Who cares? I'll suffer through this for a little bit here. It's my last day. I want to enjoy my fucking time. We went hiking, had an amazing breakfast together, shared so many fucking laughs. I cannot wait till you guys see what we're putting together here. It is going to be amazing. It is going to be mind-blowing. It is the first of many to fucking come. I cannot wait for you guys to see how much time and effort and how much hard work we put into it. Sarah is an amazing fucking person. She is a Capricorn. She is fully dedicated to what she does. I read her a couple years ago, read her again recently when I was on her podcast. Our energy just connects. She is funny as fuck to be around. She's got an amazing sense of humor. She kept staring at me, and you know how I like to fuck with people. I like to make people feel uncomfortable just by fucking with them or whatever. Not in a bad way, but I kept catching Sarah look at me. And a lot of times people look at me because they want to see how I'm reacting to what's going on. They trip out that I'm a psychic. They want to see how I'm absorbing everything. And Sarah was looking at me, and I was like, what are you looking at? And she would start laughing. She's like, you keep catching me looking at you. And I was like, I know, but she's just an amazing person. The things that she put together, her way of thinking, and just everything that she brought to the table, I knew. Yes, I'm going to own this one. I knew that it was going to be fucking amazing. When I read her, she had so many different visions and ideas of what she wanted to do. And we just kind of narrowed everything down and put her on a path that was more authentic to who she is right now in this time and space of her life. And she is fucking killing it. Really, you guys, I cannot fucking wait. I mean, this is somebody that I think for the most part hasn't done anything this big. So her first big project like this is going to fucking kill. She really went in on this one. Again, I've heard people talk about, well, I'm going to bring my photographer and my videographer over, and we're going to do this. And it looks really shoddy. It's just like usually a fucking selfie stick and an iPhone that they're recording off of. This guy came in with lights, came in with different type of fucking mics that we had to mic ourselves, and, you know, really, really went above and beyond. It shows a lot about who Sarah is and how seriously she is taking this. So it was an amazing fucking time. Again, this is the first of many to come. I'm planning a trip out to do some touring this coming July here. That's going to be amazing as well. I'm going to get Michelle and me in a car together. We're going to go on a road trip with Jay, have Jay be the responsible one while Michelle and I just fuck off into us. But there's so many great fucking things. I am so blessed to have these types of people around me that I can vibe off of, that really share my vision and really know what it is that I want to do here and collaborate with such great minds, because we are in the business of changing lives. We really want to go above and beyond and do what we were here to do, which is, again, change lives, guide, mentor, and absorb everything and learn our lessons as well. And we have no problem checking in with each other. At the end of the day, Michelle and I are very good with that. We will take time after everybody leaves. We kind of sit down and we talk about our experience and what we learned from it. And it's always in alignment with who we are here. So again, I really honestly, again, not to big myself up, I really honestly think that I am on my path and I feel so good. I did have a little bit of a downtime the day before my birthday, which was Wednesday, after I realized I wasn't going to record. I fucking completely lost it, you guys. I lost my shit. I didn't take it out on anybody. I got in the car, drove off, and was just gone for like 2.5 hours. I was bawling my fucking brains out. There was an issue that happened and I was, again, feeling the negative energy of that, plus not not being able to record. It got my whole schedule thrown off, that I really got myself into a dark place, that I was going back to old ways of thinking, and I had to snap my fucking self out of it. I cried. I mourned. When I talk about cry, I have not cried this way in a really, really long time. I know I'm dramatic and say that I cry it out all the time, but this time was wailing. This was more of like a soul-piercing wail that came out of me that I needed. It felt good to release that type of energy. So again, my birthday was bittersweet. It was more sweet than it was bitter. But the day before, I was definitely feeling some type of way. Woke up feeling really good with all these amazing birthday wishes. You guys, I really want to take this time to thank you for making everything so special for me. You guys, I don't want to get emotional, but you guys are fucking amazing. You guys really, really make me feel good. You really, really do a number on my confidence, my drive, my determination, and my ambition to do bigger and better here. I have a lot of people that are looking to me for guidance, and I need to be that responsible, and you guys really hold me accountable. I do not know what I would do without you. This show would not be here if it wasn't for you. I owe you guys a lot, and you guys are just, again, always checking in on me, always bigging me up, always telling me how amazing I am. I don't need to hear that I'm amazing all the time, but just knowing that my work is being heard, it's being spread, and it's being taken seriously means that fucking much to me. Again, I'm not going to cry, but thank you, thank you, thank you, you guys. You guys are fucking amazing, and I just want to show my appreciation to you for making everything so special to me, and I promise to give you bigger and better. So let's move along without the tears this time. So let's jump on to something that's a little bit more fun that you guys are probably going to love to hear. But I have been so, maybe you guys don't want to hear this, but I'm just going to put it out there anyways. I have been so fucking horny and ready to fuck around. And I'm going to justify this. You guys are going to laugh and be like, go fucking do it. Go get yours. But I think that because I'm a very sexual person, I've told you guys about my past and the way that I used to get down, I am thinking about getting my feet wet again and jumping back into the sex scene. Not just casual, whorish type sex. I'm going to definitely try to establish a connection with a person and really take my time to get to know them before having sex with them. I don't want anything major right now as far as a relationship until I know that's the right fucking person and it's a person that I vibe with and that I want to spend a lot more time with. But I'm really considering getting back the swing of things. I've had a couple of offers, a couple of people come in that I really want to go on a date with and I really want to get to know. But again, I'm very scared. I'm very nervous to do it, but I am feeling like I need to get that sexual energy back into play because I did lose sight of that side of me for so long. I mentioned before, way, way at the beginning, that I was dating somebody that really did a number on my psyche and my way of thinking. I used to really, 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 really take the time and effort into putting myself together, really wearing different clothes. It wasn't always all black. My hairstyles were completely different. My sense of style was different. I got a lot of compliments on it, and I miss that part of me. I don't miss who I used to be in that life. I miss being risky. I miss taking those types of chances on myself when it comes to my style and putting myself out there. I want to get back into that fucking zone and reclaim that type of energy here. And as far as sexual energy, again, not to be a whore, not to be a pervert, but I just want to experience sex again. I want to get back into the swing of things. It's been so fucking long that, again, just things have changed. I want to really, really explore that side of me. So I think I'm going to start doing it. Again, I will keep you posted. I'm not going to give you all the gory details, but I am really feeling myself again. And I have lost weight and I'm noticing it. My stomach looks better. It looks a little bit flatter. It's not 100% completely gone, but I am loving the way that I'm looking. I am so fucking excited to buy new fucking clothes and really put myself out there. I am tired of feeling this fucking way and restricting myself from love and sharing that type of energy with somebody else here. I am fucking ready for it, but I think I'm going to start off baby steps, starting with sex and doing all that good stuff here and really dating around. That's a good way of putting it. I'm going to start dating around a little bit and getting to know different types of people, not really settling down until I find that number one, but that's what I'm going to do. So be on the lookout for that. I really feel like the energy is really going to kick into play when it comes June. When June starts to bring its ass in here, I really feel like that's going to be the time where I'm starting to feel myself even more because I made the prediction for myself. And I've told you before, I don't do predictions on myself, but my guides have been really telling me that July is going to be a kick-ass month for me. So I'm really looking forward to that energy. I'm going to really make this happen. By July of this year, I should have the body that I want. I am slowly feeling it. I did meet my goal. I did fall off when it came to smoking weed right before my birthday, but that's okay. I'm good with it. It hasn't slowed me down. I'm still keeping up my end of the bargain by going to the gym and doing me, but I am ready to start fucking dating around. Nothing serious here, just to get my feet wet. When it comes to that, you guys, do not be afraid to put yourself out there. If you're not looking for anything big, or you're talking to yourself the way that I'm talking to myself and saying, you know what, I want to try something new, but I don't want to get attached, make it a point not to get attached. Just go with the flow. Absorb different type of energies. Try to make it a point to go out with people that you normally wouldn't go out with. I mean, don't go too far out the box where you're going to end up regretting it and you're going to end up dating somebody that's a fucking idiot or that slobbers all over the place. But just find somebody that's a little bit out of your comfort zone, but that you can rock with here. Figure out what their energy brings to the table and what lessons they have to teach you when it comes to their ways versus your ways here. There's always a lesson. Do not be afraid to go out of your comfort zone. Spice it up a little bit. Do you get out there and get fucking yours. I'm going to take full advantage of this. I know that you guys have been noticing that I've been putting more pictures of myself out there. I got to admit, I'm telling you, I am practicing what I preach. I may not do it all the time, but I am really doing an effort on my appearance and beautifying myself and making myself a little bit different. I'm so tempted to do a glamour spell. It worked the last time. It's nothing big or nothing horrible here, but just a little bit of a boost to kind of put myself out there a little bit more. I want more pictures. I am really feeling myself. I'm looking in the mirror a little bit more and really, really loving the way that I look here. I want to change my hairstyle up. Maybe I'll put some dye in it or do something different with it. Again, like I used to have blonde hair, I used to have red hair, I used to have green hair, all different types of styles of hair. I want to get back to that zone. I want to step out of my comfort zone. I really, really, really want to make an effort to find that person that I'm looking for. Mike, get your fucking ass over here. Your ass was supposed to be here by my birthday. You're fucking already a week late, so I'm looking for you high and low. I know that it's not quite time yet. I got a little bit more evolving to do, but I am so fucking ready. So I hope you guys are rocking with that. You guys love that type of energy here because it's going to be coming. Until I get what I want here, and I want you to be a part of it. I want you to experience what I'm going through so you can see for yourself how what it takes to get yourself there, all the hard work that I'm putting into it. Again, you guys know how much I hate this diet, I hate this exercise, but every time that I go to the gym or I post something from the gym, you guys are always coming back with your funny ass comments. You guys know how much I hate it because I hate the people that go there, not for them personally, but I hate the germs, I hate the sweat, and there's always that one dumb motherfucker. There's a whole row of treadmills, and I'm the only one in that row, but you have to come fucking work out next to me. And on top of that, you gotta sneeze and cough. I'm always putting people on blast when it comes to that shit. And you guys are always coming back, talking shit, making it more enjoyable. There's been times where I've been laughing my fucking ass off at the gym. And Jay's like, what are you laughing at? I'm all, it's this fucking bitch. She came in here and said X, Y, and Z. And I can't stop fucking laughing. It got so bad one time that I had to go into the bathroom and laugh my fucking ass off because I was all over the place on the fucking gym floor. So you guys, thank you so much for reaching out and making it so much better for me. But yeah, let's do this together. Let's change lives together. Let's set the example for each other. Let's hold each other accountable here. If you're really, really wanting to change your mental and really wanting to change your way of thinking, then fucking do it. Do not just talk about it. Get your fucking ass up and make the changes happen here. Again, get ready for some major fucking stuff. I had mentioned that I had that major meeting that was rescheduled. It was finally put into play yesterday. And let me tell you something. I had an amazing fucking time with this person, thinking that it was going to go because I'd like to play tricks on myself, or my mind does fuck with me. I was thinking it's going to only be a half an hour. It ended up being almost 2 fucking hours. That says a lot about the meeting and how it went here. So from thinking it was going to be a half an hour to an hour and a half to almost 2 hours long says a lot about the reading. So I'm so incredibly excited to see where it goes and how it comes into play here and what comes out of it. There's another fucking huge meeting that I have set up here that I'm dying to fucking do. So a lot of opportunities coming into play. If I happen to miss an episode, I'm going to do my absolute best not to be so hard on myself. And hopefully you guys understand where I'm coming from when I have to miss an episode. It's always for a good fucking reason, with the exception of me being lazy this last second week. But yeah, for the most part, I want to give you banger fucking episodes. I want to go above and beyond. I'm definitely planning on doing a girls' night. Yes, a girls' night for my birthday. I didn't get to see all my girls all at one fucking time, but I'm having two different types of parties for myself. I'm going to host. I'm going to cook. I'm going to provide all the drinks. My main goal is to have all my fucking friends there. All the people that I fucking rock with and that I love so fucking much, all in one fucking spot and just fucking chilling out. I don't give a fuck if I'm entertaining. I want everybody to feel good at my fucking party, and that's how I get down. As long as I'm seeing you laugh and having a good fucking time, unwinding, unloading, and doing you and sharing conversation with people that you don't really know, and we're all mixing it up, that means so fucking much to me, and more to me than a present or anything that anybody else can give me. I just want to see everybody else having a good time, and I want to have a good time with you guys. So again, I'm seeing my girls in a couple weeks. I can't wait to fucking do that. I'm going to fucking, hopefully we're going to podcast there. Me and Allie have some good ideas when it comes to that. So who knows, you might get like a fucking table discussion with all your favorite fucking podcasters. And you guys, I've got so many fucking tricks up my fucking sleeve. So I cannot wait to do that. I'm all about fucking collaborating. I'm all about this movement. I'm all about this cause. I'm all about fucking changing our way of thinking and bringing you guys into the better versions of yourselves with fucking examples, with people that are going through the same shit that you're going through, to be able to speak on it. So get ready for that shit, you guys. I am here. I am ready to fucking go. I am excited to be back on the mic with you guys. I got more fucking ghost stories to go over with you guys. That is going to fucking blow your minds. Also, too, I'm very, very, very close to getting my cousin on the episode. She's finally feeling herself again and ready to fucking record. This is the one that is psychic as well. This is the one that shared all the amazing ghost stories. This is someone that's going to have you guys in goosebumps. Covered in fucking goosebumps from her fucking crazy ass fucking stories. Just a combination of our energy together is going to knock you guys the fuck out. Get ready for that. I cannot wait to have her on here. I'm definitely going to have Ryan back on. Shout out to you, Ryan Bailey, and shout out to the ladies that are showing Ryan fucking love. I appreciate it. I love it. It is just unusual when people are asking me if I could package Ryan up and ship him out to a different country because they are in love with him. I keep texting Ryan all these messages, and I'm still getting messages to this day from his episode for women reaching out and fucking with him. Ryan was a big topic of our discussion in Vegas this weekend too. Michelle's dying to meet him. Sarah's dying to meet him. He really, really opened people's minds up being the first male guest with his vulnerability and who he is here. Cannot wait to do a part two with him. I want to unload a little bit. I want you guys to see how Ryan and I vibe off each other, because again, I say that we're soul brothers. We are so connected that I cannot wait to do a funny episode with him. So be on the lookout for that. Ryan, I am coming for you, and I'm coming for your fucking show. I want to be on it. Thank you so much for doing you and being a major part of this show. I knew it was going to be a fucking hit. You are an amazing fucking soul. You are definitely going to be at my birthday party. I need you there. Jay needs you there. We need that Ryan energy. And ladies, he's still single. At least I think he's still single. And if he's not, Ryan, you got so many people looking out for you. I am jealous when it comes to that. Where are all the men looking for me? Ladies, get your men out there. Put them in my direction. Let's get this shit fucking going. You guys, again, I am so fucking excited to be back on the mic one-on-one with you guys. I cannot wait to give you next week's episode. I got so much more shit. I got so much tricks up my sleeves. Jay was like, do not do an hour and a half episode giving everything up at one time and put yourself in the fucking position to struggle the next time you have to record. I'm like, no, I'm going to fucking take my time with this one, give them just a little bit, and just keep giving them more and more here. So again, you guys, thank you so much. Thank you for being so understanding. For those of you wanting to change your lives, wanting to change your way of thinking, wanting to get up and take control of your life and reclaim your power or come into it, reach out for a fucking reading. Let's get a half an hour in. Let's see what I can do for you and what you can do for yourself and take it from there. Do not hesitate to reach out. I work with everybody and anyone. There is not a soul that I will not work with unless you're fucking evil, but I really think that we can make some differences and changes in your life. Let me manipulate your way of thinking into a better way of thinking and bringing out the truer and newer you here. Reach out for that reading at chrismedina.guide. Again, that's chrismedina.guide. Sign up for half an hour session. If we need more time, we'll take it from there. Let's talk about what's holding you back. For those of you that want to see more of me, want to know what I'm up to, want to see some of these great selfies that I'm taking, feel free to hit up my social media outlets, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Feel free to take a look at your bitch. See if you want to rock with me, if you want to ride with me. See how many lives I'm fucking changing on a daily basis. Check me out at Psychic Chris M. For those of you wanting to provide input for the show, want to tell me your experiences with the astro seasons, hit me up, even if that's just to fucking say hi. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. So until next time, you guys, this is Chris Medina with In Your Head Podcast, signing off.